Former Philadelphia Police Commissioner John Timoney has died at the age of 68 from complications from lung cancer. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, former city officials say that Timoney was a one-of-a-kind force who left a major mark on Philadelphia's police department.
When Ed Rendell was mayor, he watched Timoney rise through the ranks at New York City's police department until he got to top cop. There, he pioneered a numbers-based model of policing known as CompStat. Rendell wanted that in Philly.
The record should show that John Timoney brought modern-day policing to Philadelphia.
Timoney crunched crime numbers on the district level, looking for spikes, then beefed up patrols in those hot spots until crime in those areas dropped. At the time, it was a bold new idea.
Policing for decades didn't like to share data or information. He opened the door for that.
SEPTA Police Chief Thomas Nestel, who under Timoney was captain of the 14th District, says Timoney was a cop's cop, and he figured that out the hard way during their first interaction.
I went to a meeting in my district, and I saluted him and said, welcome to Philadelphia, and he walked right past me. He wanted to talk to people in the community, and he wanted to talk to cops. He didn't want to talk to commanders.
As commissioner, he'd throw on shorts, a helmet, and go on bike patrols. That's how then-District Attorney Lynn Abraham remembers him.
He did not sit in his office. He was a definite factor in making sure that there were connections between the police department and the communities. And he was a tough guy. He didn't take any nonsense from anybody.
He bragged to reporters that he liked letting bad guys go after catching them, just so he could chase them again. He also once arrested a purse snatcher in Rittenhouse Square while he was on a jog. Nestel says the department appreciated his style.
What resonated throughout the department was that he was a cop. This wasn't a banker coming to lead the police department. It wasn't a lawyer coming to lead the police department. It was a cop.
Irish-born and New York-raised, Timoney has been described as half street cop, half scholar. Audacious and even a little humble. As Rendell remembers, he was convincing.
He could charm business leaders, he could charm society debutantes, he could charm everybody. And he also charmed politicians. He was just a natural-born charmer with a lot of courage and a lot of grit and a lot of vision.
His biggest blowback came during the RNC in 2000, when critics say his response to protesters was over the top. Here's Timoney talking about the protesters in the lead-up to the RNC.
What we have here, it's become clear to me, are conspirators. There's nothing else to call them. People that sit around and conspire to come into city after city to cause mayhem, to commit violence against police officers and citizens, to engage in significant property damage, and to disrupt the local affairs of cities.
Chris Hermes, who wrote a book about the RNC, says other law enforcement agencies were taking notes in 2000.
And even to this day, there is an aggressive policing model that is used that was largely developed on the streets of Philadelphia.
Lynn Abraham doesn't think the controversy should mar Timoney's legacy.
I think Shakespeare said it. The good is often turd with their bones while the evil goes on forever. So, people tend to see things and remember things the way they want to. I think John Timoney was a revolutionary force in this community.
As top cop in Miami, Timoney held a press conference about a new taser stun gun program. As television cameras rolled, Timoney asked for a stun gun to be shot right in the chest, and he took it. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.